to start, I've got a medium cabbage here. I'm just going to remove the outer leaves of it, just like so. And I'm going to cut this and remove the core of it. Like so. And I'm just going to chop this into chunks and throw this into my food processor. If you do not have a food processor, by all means, you can chop this by hand. It just takes a little bit more work, a little bit more time. I like to do it fast, so I'm just going to throw it into the food processor. And I'm just going to pulse this. Because you don't want it to turn into mush. You're just wanting to chop it finely. And you just want to process it until it is finely chopped. And you want to do this with the entire head. And on the second half, I'm also going to throw in a carrot that I've peeled and chopped up. So that way that can get chopped up with the cabbage. That in there, and then I'm just going to mix this around until the carrots are evenly mixed in with all the rest of the cabbage. For the sauce, I've got half a cup of mayonnaise here, and I'm going to mix this sauce together separately and then add it to the cabbage and carrots. And to that, I'm going to add 1/3 cup of sugar. I'm going to add in 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper, and I'm just going to eyeball this about like so. I'm going to add in 1/4 cup of milk. Like so. I'm going to add in 1/4 cup of buttermilk. Like so. I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of finely chopped onion, minced onion, if you will. And I just did this by hand. My food processor is too big for that small of an amount. You can also chop that up. It's about 1/8 onion. You can chop that up with the cabbage if you want. We're going to add 1 1/2 tablespoons of vinegar. I'm just going to eyeball the half. If you want to get technical, it's 1 1/2 teaspoons. And then 2 1/2 tablespoons of lemon juice, or 2 tablespoons and 1 1/2 teaspoons. Just eyeball the half, and then you just want to mix this together until the sugar is dissolved and everything is incorporated. And I might get the whisk out for this. That goes much faster. Now that that's all mixed up, I'm going to go back to our cabbage. And I'm going to pour all this dressing right over top. Make sure to scrape the bowl to get all that goodness out of there. Like so. And then just mix this up until it's well combined. Just like that. And now what you want to do is cover this and put this into the refrigerator at least overnight. You really want these flavors to meld, and by letting it sit, you can see it's actually rather dry right now, but by letting it sit, it will become more creamy and it'll leach some of the moisture out of the cabbage. And there you have it, KFC coleslaw. Thanks for watching.